Hello, students. How are you? It's been quite a while. I'm so sorry I've not recorded any episode so far. But I'm excited to record this episode today because it is something I'm passionate about and I'm sure you will find it helpful. And my main blessing is Uchuku, your student. Your number one student clarity coach, student mentor, educator, writer, and author. Thank you for joining me in today's episode. Thank you so much. So today's topic is investing in personal development during holidays. Know that the holidays are here again. All over the world, students are taking a break from academic work. There's so much to catch up with. You have friends to visit, you want to go to the beaches, and you have loved ones to spend time with. But dear students, don't be carried away with the freedom from schoolwork that the holiday brings. Yes, you are in the holiday and you have taken a break from academic work, but don't be carried away with that freedom. While the holiday is a period for you to rest from academic work, it is not a period to ignore your personal development. Personal development is very, very important. And personal development entails we building on our skills, building on our strengths, working on our weaknesses, and becoming better individual. Now that the holiday is here, you have to use it wisely. Use it to achieve a level of personal development. And you ask me, Mrs. Blessing, how can I develop myself? How can I achieve personal development? So in this episode, I'll be listing some things you can do to help you achieve personal development. Number one, learn a skill. Learning a skill now cannot be overemphasized. Skills are indispensable for you. You need them when you get work. You also need them if you want to be on your own, you want to be self-employed. Your CV will be more beautiful and attractive if you have skill. There's someone I read a story on social media. Someone got a job in a private school, and when the management realized that he could write, they increased the salary and he became part of the content marketing team of the school. You see, not just an ordinary teacher now, a new role was added because they discovered that he had writing skill. And not just giving him a new role, they also increased his salaries. So learning a skill is very important, and there's so many skills you can learn. During this holiday. You can learn fashion designing, tailoring, sorry, that's the same thing. You can learn hairdressing, you can learn how to code, you can learn graphic designing, you can learn how to make liquid soap. A wide way. That's all. The skills are many. You can choose anyone you are comfortable with. Number two, read books. Yes, read books. Increase your knowledge, and you can increase your knowledge and vocabulary through books. You are done with academic work for the moment. So what do? Buy or get fiction or non-fiction book. Learn and explore. One of my private students showed me a trilogy she was reading, and she was already done with the first series. So during this holiday, one of the ways you can develop yourself is to read books. Then number three, educative movie. The movie should be educative. Personally, I love watching science fiction and crime thrillers because they help me increase my critical thinking ability. So you can also get some selected and recommended science fiction and crime thriller movie. Remember, the goal is for you to watch them to improve your critical thinking and problem solving skill. So that is why I recommended these two type of movie, science fiction and crime thriller. They keep you thinking, they keep your voice active. Don't watch for fun alone. Number four, do a personal research on great people. This is the best time for you to carry out personal research on great people. Read their autobiography or their biography. So you can carry out a comprehensive research on great and renowned people who have positively changed the world. As you do this, you'll be exposed to their struggles, pains, ups, downs, and victory. For example, you can do a personal research on Nelson Mandela. We know that Nelson Mandela is one of the greatest African leaders, if not the greatest, and he passed through a lot of challenges. He spent some period in imprisonment, came out, became president. Even though he was president, he has his own challenges. So Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, we have so many of them. You can also make personal research on Alibaba. There are so many of them, so many people that have really done a lot of great things to make our world better. Finally, be intentional in this holiday. Personal development is the goal. I wish you all the best. Cheers to your success, and please try and share this podcast with your friends. There are many students out there who lack clarity of purpose, and they need to know how to navigate through their academics and career stresses. So if there's any topic area you want me to talk on in this podcast, please reach out to me and let me know. Thank you very much. I remain Blessing Ezechukwu, your student clarity coach and mentor. Feel free to reach out to me. If you want me to feature you on any episode in this podcast, you can let me know. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Remember, Jesus loves you and He died for you. Do not frustrate the grace of God upon you. I wish you success in your life endeavor. Thank you. Until next episode, remain blessed.